That is fun at Mix 94.7. Good morning. It is 23 minutes until 9 o'clock. And y'all, we need to have a chat. We need to talk. And Sarah and Alex have left the studio right now. I'm here in the studio by myself. JB is not here. Alex and Sarah are not here. And if you've noticed, Thursday, Friday of last week, and again this morning, JB is not here. And 18 years ago, JB and I started this radio show together. I was in Syracuse, New York. He was in Dallas. We met before the web on a bulletin board system for radio nerds. And we got along and we met at a radio conference in Atlanta. And we got lucky. And we got a job together. We landed here in Austin, Texas 18 years ago. And we've made some magical radio together. Together, JB and I have. We have been through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we have fought wars, and we have won wars, and we have lost wars, and we have built an audience in Austin. What I am about to tell you is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do on the radio. Our contract here at Mix 94.7, which is owned by Intercom Communications, our contract is up at the end of this year. And our parent company, Intercom, has made a decision to not renew JB's contract. I, on the other hand, am still here and do not have a contract either. Not done yet. I have been made an offer. JB is a dear friend. I love JB Hager. I love his family. Legally, I have to be here. Like contractually, I have to be here. I have to do this. I have to tell you that JB won't be back. I don't know how I'm going to do this, y'all. I don't know how I'm going to come into this studio where for 18 years, I look to my left and one of my best friends is sitting there. One of the funniest, most creative, interesting, thoughtful, insightful, smart guys that I've ever met in my life. And I think we made great radio. But again, this was a business decision made by our company, made at the highest level of this company, of which I have had no say. It was made, as my father would say, it was a decision way over my pay grade. It was a decision that was made, and I was told. JB is my friend. He will remain my friend. And a dude, I don't know if you're listening right now, but I love you. I love what we did together. And right now I feel really alone. I feel really, really alone in this studio. I am alone. But you know, you guys, people that listen to the show are the lifeblood of us. I don't know. I'm working again, guys. I contractually, I have to be here right now. I had no say in this, and I have to be here. And my contract I've been offered a contract. It is not signed. Not yet. I don't know if it will be signed. I don't know if it's going to happen. But I do know that JB does not have a contract, is not going to be renewed and will not be back. And I would appreciate it if through social media and Facebook and, you know, all that stuff, if we can keep this adult, all right? There is no need to cast arrows at anybody. We all know that the economy has hurt. Austin has survived it better than most. But what comes around goes around. And this is purely a business decision that was made way, way above me. I am a very teeny part of the whole thing that is Intercom Communications. I'm a very, very small part. And you all have bosses. Unless you're Michael Dell right now, chances are you got a boss. And I got them too. But I'm going to do my best. I pride myself in a few things. I pride myself in being a professional. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I do. I am a professional radio host. I will keep this professional. And I would hope you would too. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep trying my best, although there's a hole in me that's gone with JB gone. All right? I will do my best to keep Austin weird. Okay? This is, you know, with so many shows on in Austin that are not even here. This is your local radio show. It's us. We talk about things like Hills Cafe being on fire this morning. You don't hear that from anybody else. We talk about the weather that's going on here in Austin, Texas, not in Nashville or New York City. And I'm going to do my best. I am going to keep this professional. It is going to be very hard. It is going to be really hard to do this. I hope you'll stay with us. I hope you'll keep listening. We're going to do the best that we can, but there is a gigantic hole that I don't think we can fill. I'm sure we're going to lose listeners over this. That saddens me. I would hate for you to leave us. But that's the way it goes. I mean, this is big business. A decision was made, and so it shall be. I did everything I could to stop this from happening, and have blown it for a while. Now, JB was offered the opportunity to say goodbye, and he chose not to. JB has known about this for a long time, and yet he continued to come into work every morning and was a complete pro. And he will be so, so sorely missed. And again, JB and Aaron, if you guys are listening, I love you guys. And I know this is hard. It's really hard for us too. But the show must go on. The show must go on. That's what I had to tell you guys this morning, all right? I don't even know if there's anybody listening to this right now. It's so weird, radio. We sit in a room and talk into a microphone and don't know who's there. We don't know who's listening, and we're very insecure people in that we want to know you're out there, and we love your Facebook posts, and we love your phone calls and your tweets and emails. Right now, if you are listening, thank you. Very, very much. This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do on the radio. And it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. It's 8:46. And for the last time, you're going to hear this. This is the JB and Sandy Morning Show.